And again, use that notepad. I promise you, you'll be glad you did after you have 8 or 10 intro CDs out and 5 or 6 your wishes, your commands out to different prospects. So now it's Wednesday evening. Joe told you to give him a call, and we call Joe. And we'll say something like this. Hey, Joe, this is Chris. I had said I'd give you a call at exactly 7 o'clock tonight to see what you thought of the CD and if I can answer any questions that you might have. Another thing you could say is, hey, Joe, this is Chris. Just giving you a quick call to see what you thought of the CD and to see if you had any questions. Then what you're going to do is you're going to pause 1, 2, 3. Pause 1, 2, 3. As soon as you make your opening statement, you're asking what Joe thought. If he has any questions, you're going to pause 1, 2, 3. And the reason that we do this is to allow Joe time to speak. We don't want to keep talking here. Pause 1, 2, 3. Allow Joe to say something. And here are the responses that Joe may make. Number one, I liked it. It sounds great. Can I get one of those? Your wishes, your command. And I want you to remember here that Kevin Trudeau has already done the work here. At this point, there really isn't much more that you can do or say. Kevin Trudeau has set up your wishes, your command perfectly. So the heavy lifting, if you will, has been done by Kevin. So your job at this point is simple. There just isn't a lot to say. And the only thing we're going to do is to fill in based on Joe's responses. So number one could be, I liked it. Sounds great. Can I get one of those? Your wishes, your command. At that point, you'll say, sure. Would you like me to bring it over this evening? Joe will then say, yes, it's a good time tonight. Or maybe, no, bring it over tomorrow evening. Again, make an appointment. When you go over and deliver your wishes, your command, you're going to do exactly the same process that you just did. Get out your hardcover notepad, your wishes, your command, go to the door, etc. Now, at this point, Joe may invite you in. He's accepted now your wishes, your command. Joe may say something along the lines of, boy, that sounds interesting. Is this really as good as Kevin said on the intro? And at that point, you would say yes. And here's where you could use your impact statement. This could be one of the places that you could use your impact statement. Again, you don't want to get too long-winded here. You've wrote it out. You have some bullet points of your impact statement. And you could say something along the lines of, hey, Joe, since I've listened to this material, my income has gone up. Hey, Joe, since I've listened to this material, my relationships have got better. Hey, Joe, since I've listened to this material, I've really realized about a lot of areas in my life that I can improve in. This material is fantastic. Or whatever your impact statement is. Now, one recommendation, when you wrote out your impact statement, you wrote maybe 80 words or 50 words. You don't need to use all of those. You don't need to remember the whole thing. You need to remember just the bullet points, what it has dramatically done for you. And that could really be just a couple or three sentences. It's fine. What it does is it lets Joe know, A, that you've listened to it, that you're a product of the product, if you will, and two, that you've had a result from it. So at that point, Joe accepts your wishes, your command, and here's one thing that you absolutely want to say at this stage. Very, very important. Let's say Joe is married to Sue. You may want to say, hey, do you think Sue would like to have a copy of your wishes, your command? I've got one in the car for Sue. And then based on Joe's response, you will take your next action step. So if Joe says, oh, Sue doesn't have any time, or Sue wouldn't be interested, or Sue might like to listen to it, but he's not sure if she has time, at that point, go and get one and say, you know what, just in case she has time, here's one, and I'll pick it up at the same time that I pick yours up, just in case Sue wants to listen to it. Now, there's multiple objectives to this, multiple reasons why we do this.